नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 डिलीवरेंस ऑफ द यमल अर्जुन ट्रीज टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 एंड 29। तत्र श्रिया परमाया ककुबा स्फुरन्तौ। तत्र श्रिया परमया ककुबः स्फुरन्तौ सिद्धा उपेत्य कुजयोरिव जातभेदः। कृष्णं प्रणम्य शिरसाखिलोकनाथम् बद्धांजलि विरजसौ इदम् उच्यतौ स्म। तत्र ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Thereafter, in that very place where the two Arjuna trees had fallen, two great perfect personalities who appeared like fire personified came out of the two trees, the effulgence of their beauty illuminating all directions. With bowed heads, they offered obeisances to Krishna, and with hands folded, they spoke the following words. Text 29. कृष्ण कृष्ण महायोगिंस त्वामाद्य पुरुषः परः व्यक्त्याव्यक्तम् इदम् विश्वम् रूपं ते ब्राह्मणा विदुः। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड कृष्ण, लॉर्ड कृष्ण, योर अपोलेंट मिस्टिसिज्म इज इनकॉन्सिवेबल। यू आर द सुप्रीम ओरिजिनल पर्सन, द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस, इमीडिएट एंड रिमोट, एंड यू आर बियॉन्ड दिस मेटेरियल क्रिएशन। Learned Brahmanas know on the basis of Vedic statement Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma that you are everything, and that this cosmic manifestation in its gross and subtle aspects is your form. Purport. The two demigods Nalakuvera and Manigrive, because of their continuing memory, could understand the supremacy of Krishna by the grace of Narada. That we should be delivered by the blessings of Narada Muni was all your plan. Therefore, you are the supreme mystic. Everything, past, present and future, is known to you. Your plan was made so nicely that although we stayed here as twin Arjuna trees, you have appeared as a small boy to deliver us. This was all your inconceivable arrangement. Because you are the Supreme Person, you can do everything. Hare Krishna. The blessings of all Vasambal Vaishnavas. I'll try to speak something as a service. This is a first time spoken by many great devotees here. And this is like the coming to the climax of the pastime. I was saying, there are many pastimes in this Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Last time, when I was speaking here, we were discussing the Dahi Chuda festival, where we saw how Raghunath Das Goswami was delivered for that festival. So, for that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like also Rathayatra festival, Pratarudra, King Pratarudra, he gets delivered. Excuse me. So in Krishna's pastimes also, on Srimad Bhagavatam throughout, you can see various pastimes, they narrate deliverance of various personalities. So Krishna is in a very playful mood, While playing in Braj, he is liberating so many. All the demons that he killed in Vrindavan, as a matter of artistic, playful pastimes, they got delivered. Similarly, also in this beautiful pastime, we see how two persons who are merged in deepest of ignorance, they got liberated. And they are offering their prayers to Krishna in this particular pastime. So as we know, this Nalakuvar and Manigrave, they are very proud because of the riches they inherited from their father, Kuver. And because of pride, they could not appreciate the presence of Narada Muni. People who are sinful, those who take intoxications, those who are lusty, those who are greedy, they know somehow or other their fallen situation. Therefore, when they see some saintly person or they come to temple, they kind of become conscious of their fallen state. And immediately they take shelter of such personalities. Or at least pay respect from a distance sometimes, because they don't want to shed their anarthas. They want to hold on to their greed, lust, all these qualities which are actually causes of miseries. Some people, unfortunately, they want to hold on to those things, therefore they stay away from sadhus. But at least from distance, they pay respect. But one who has pride, all these are actually intoxication. Just like a person who takes intoxicants of this world, like liquor or other things, then he forgets who he himself, basically. Like sometime back when Gaurangpur used to come to IIT to preach, he used to say that a very thinny, skinny person, sometimes he drinks and he dares to face somebody who is very, you know, hefty and strong boy, strong person. They say like that. They become, they forget who they are, the real situation. That's intoxication. So similarly, this is a bodily level, one gets intoxicated, he behaves in a different way. Similarly, when our heart is intoxicated with lust, greed, anger, pride, all these anarthas, envy, then we don't behave like a normal person. And most of us has this experience of attack of these intoxicants, isn't it? Sometimes we get angry, sometimes get very lusty. You see, same friend who is very nice person, all the while, suddenly something goes wrong with him, you know. And because of this intoxication, that person forgets position and starts misbehaving and all this thing happens. But nevertheless, it is explained that the pride is the worst of all anarthas, because at this stage a person completely forgets oneself and doesn't expect anyone. He thinks he is the best. And that is the problem, which is the deepest, it has the deepest effect on a person's spiritual upliftment. Therefore, like I think Brajivari Prabhu, somebody was saying in this class here, that Krishna can tolerate huge amount of anarthas like lust in a neophyte devotee. One who's coming, just started devotional service, but inside, because of conditioning some millions and millions of lifetimes, the lust is there. But he is sincerely trying to serve, Krishna accepts that service. Krishna takes that service and encourages. Guru, devotees, they encourage. But if there is pride, even if a person is very, very advanced, the example was given, like that of gopis, they are the best of all devotees. Nobody can be better than them. But in that Rasa Lila, because for an insignificant amount of time, little pride came in their heart, that Krishna is with me only. That because I am the best, therefore he is with me. I am better than everybody else. That feeling just came, and in that instant Krishna disappeared. Very same instant. I was reading this 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is the opulence of Krishna or Krishna's power. Here also we see Krishna's power, how he uproots these two trees, small child Gopal. He uproots these two trees without any, you know, fake of effort. He just passes by and they fall behind. And great Acharya, they explain these two trees falling like this and the branches are going up. And because of this, the roots goes very deep. The bigger the trees are, the stronger the root goes, spreads out in all directions. I know some banyan trees whose roots come out like half kilometer, 1 kilometer away. You can still find the roots. They're in the ground. And deep also. They go very deep because they have to take water. Such a huge, it's like we are small, you know, 5-6 feet animals, human beings. But we need so much water, 3-5 liters a day, isn't it? So see, huge plants, they require a lot of water, so the roots go really deep, they suck water. But when these two trees fell off, it was like as if it was like a doorway to Patal Lok, some acharyas explained. And the branches are looking up as if some snakes are trying to reach the sky. That's how they explain the situation, they describe in an artistic way. Nevertheless, Krishna's in that chapter of 10th chapter where Krishna says, all these things, whatever you see in this world, 11th chapter, he says, this is a small fragment of my splendor, nothing. So bringing out these two trees, no big deal. Just happens, he just passes by and it happens. And in the 9th chapter where also Krishna's opulence, the 10th chapter where Krishna's opulences are explained by the Lord himself, that how he is in everywhere, he's the taste of water, he's the, you know, aroma of the earth, he's the essence of everything. Among Pandavas is Arjun. He's explained to Arjun like that. In other words, he's appreciating Arjun and saying, you are actually the best. Anyway, so while Shripad Madhavacharya giving commentary to this particular chapter, this essence of the chapter, he's saying that Lord is actually everywhere. By his presence can be felt everywhere. But his presence is strongly felt in holy places and places where he is worshipped and glorified more, sanctified, pure places. And his presence can be felt even more in the deities, deity form of the Lord. We are in Vrindavan, in some Goswami Samadhi's Mandir. I remember His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj mentioning that the acharyas always leave, Guru always leave. Like Prabhupada says, I live through my books. His presence is always felt through sincere seekers. But when you go to their samadhis, you can actually strongly feel their presence. One who meditate prayers, they can strongly feel the presence. Similarly, Shripad Madhavacharya explains that the presence of the Lord is strongly felt in holy places, where the glorification of Lord is made constantly, chanting of holy names, and in the deities, and then he says, especially in holy people, pure devotees, his heart, you can immediately feel Krishna's presence because of the purity of the heart. So if the heart is pure, then the Lord naturally stays there. If heart is unclean, the Lord doesn't like to stay there. Therefore, the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This chanting is basically to cleanse our heart, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. At the same time, same holy name we invite to stay in our heart. It's like cleansing as well as holding the Lord, trying to holding the Lord onto our heart. So, Srimad Madhavacharya says, therefore, when a devotee pays obeisance to another devotee, he knows that I am paying obeisance to the Lord in the heart of that devotee. And the devotee who accepts obeisance is not accepting that this he is paying obeisance to me, but he is paying obeisance to the Lord in my heart. And as a reciprocation, he also pays obeisances to the Lord in the heart of the other devotee who is paying obeisances. So he was saying that therefore, in the pastime of Daksha Prajapati, Lord Shiva was sitting, and then Daksha Prajapati, who is inflicted with pride, he was thinking he is the best. and he was thinking he is the father-in-law of Lord Shiva. Therefore, that he was expecting that he should pay obeisance to me. In that relation, Lord Shiva actually explains that because this person is so much inflicted with pride, he is so much intoxicated, no matter how hard I try to see the Lord in his heart, I could not find. So therefore, whom should I pay obeisances? Because I could not find the Lord in his heart, this person's heart, therefore I stayed quiet. I didn't react. In this way, Shripad Madhvacharya explains that how pride actually destroys one's all hope for any spiritual advancement. They just stopped expecting anybody. They think they're the best. We are recently in Jagannath Puri Dham. Ram Kumar Pandaji was telling, this past time we heard, but it was like hearing straight from the horse mouth. The person who is living there, who is serving Jagannath. So I asked him, is it true that somebody came and tried to donate some 1 lakh of rupees for Jagannath service? That past time was there? He said, yes, of course it was there. Now there was a time, some century back, maybe 1.5 century back, one person comes to Jagannath Puri and he says, I want to donate 1 lakh rupees. Like we hear, Raghunatha Swami parents, father, they are making like 2 lakh, 3 lakh, some lakhs of gold coins through tax collections. So people were rich actually that time. People may say India is not advanced, poor country, this and that. But actually the richest men are sitting in India only. Isn't it? It's very, very, ironical. But anyway, so this person comes and says, I want to give 1 lakh donation, but there is a condition. Now what is the condition? You have to spend the entire 1 lakh rupees in 1 day service of Jagannath. So all the pandas said, 1 lakh rupees in 1 day. So they had a meeting. And during those days, the entire service of Jagannath is offered very costly things actually. You know, kasturi, which is very expensive. Camphor, pure camphor, saffron, chandan, and then all the chappan bhog cooked in fresh pots every day, new pots. These are all ordinary people cannot maintain that standard basically. Cooking in every day in a new pot. It's a big opulence. And that too so much quantity. Tons of rice and dal and sabji every day. So they had a meeting and they expressed that actually all these offerings for the day is required only 3 or 4 rupees those days. 2-3 rupees maximum. All these expenses. So they said even if we increase everything in a very, very fabulous way, maximum we can spend 200 rupees. Not more than that. They had a big concern, big meeting actually among the pandas. What to do? So but then this person says, no, you have to spend everything. So it was a challenge for them. Because we say we love the Lord, but if you can't spend the money for him, then what kind of love is it? You know, if you 1 lakh, 1 crore, whatever it is, you will spend it for the Lord. That should be your expression. It was like an insult for the pandas. So they get a little upset. They said, what is this? This man is so proud and we are not able to spend. So some of them kept praying to the Lord. And the Lord then said, actually Lord Jagannath appears in Pujari's dream. He says, there is a way out. I will tell you. What is the way out? He says, every day you are offering a paan. So in Orissa, there are 2 types of paan. One is with chuna. Chuna, you understand? That. lime paste, and one is without chuna. 2 types of paans are actually offered. So the Lord normally takes without chuna because chuna causes, you know, ulcers in the mouth. Only Lord is very tender, so therefore the paan that is offered to him is without chuna. Like we also offer to Janardhan, no chuna. Simple. So every day you are offering a paan without chuna, but today tell him that today, the day you want to offer, the Lord wants to have a paan with chuna. But that lime paste which will be applied should be mixed with a powder of one type of pearl or moti called Gajamukta. Gajamukta, that is a pearl. which is found in elephant's head. So you tell, so bring two, three this pearls and powder them, mixed with the chona, apply it in my pan, and then I'll release it. Like we put this silver foil, gold foil on sweets, like, right? Yes or no? You have seen? So this is very common to eat, you know, metals and pearls as a part of diet. So the Lord says, I want this Gajamukta in my pan. So this panda become very jubilant. He says, oh, this is very expensive. How will you get these things? They're very rare also, rare commodities. So they go and tell, okay, you don't have to worry about chappan bhog or kasturi, chandan, all these things. This Lord just wants one pan from you. Just one pan. So this is like an insult. Nah? Anybody can give anybody a pan free. You know, like friends sometimes, okay, tumbi khalo ek karke. This is give like that. So when the pandas asked just a pan, he felt a little insulted. What is this? Pan? Just one pan? Then he said, okay, but with these conditions. Then he immediately thought about it. Then immediately became humbled. He said, my God, Gajamukta, how will I find? Although India's capital then known as Hastinapur at one time, because elephants were in everybody's house in Hastinapur. Like in Bombay, everybody has a car, kind of. Even middle class people, they have cars. So in Delhi, those days, everybody used to have elephants. But even after having elephants in every house, to find a Gajamukta is very rare, rarest of rare thing. You have to kill millions of elephants probably. Because if the elephant is a brahmachari, and recently we met one person, he was telling that how the senses are so strong, that there are animals, just because of one sense, they lose their life. He was giving this example, and sometimes Gauropal will quote this in Gita class, this patanga, matanga, vrtanga, like that one, that verse is there, where there is a this bees, bumblebees, they, because of smell sense, they go into the lotus and don't leave lotus, intoxicated with the one sense. And the lotus closes because of lack of oxygen, they die. Morning the lotus is open and you find a dead bee there. Hundreds and thousands of them die like that. And these fireflies, because of the vision, they get attracted to fire and they die. Just because one sense is not controlled. Similarly, the human beings, these five senses are completely, you know, active. And all these five can easily destroy. In Gita, Krishna says, if you focus on any one of these senses, you'll fall down. Just one sense. So, similarly, the example is given that elephant, he's so attached to this touch of sense, sense touch, coming in contact with another female body, that sometimes he was saying they dig a ditch, and in that ditch they keep a sea elephant. This is another story, another angle. They keep a sea elephant inside the ditch. This sea elephant comes, looks at her nose. If I go down, I cannot come up. Still, he jumps into it. Because that touch sense, and then becomes a victim. Then they have to suffer all throughout his life as a servant, humble servant. So, to find a brahmachari elephant is so difficult. So then to find a Gajamukta is so difficult. This person completely humbled. He says, no, sorry. Please forgive me. I cannot do this seva. And they took the 1 lakh and sent it in Nagvikanko. So in this way, Jagannath humbles. Cannot tolerate any pride. Lord Krishna cannot tolerate any pride. Only when they come in contact with devotees like these pandas, and here in this case, Narada Muni himself, he appears there, and because of their intoxicated with this pride, they forgot who they are, and they forgot who Narada Muni is. They think they are better. But didn't pay any attention, any obeisances, neglected. In fact, thought in a negative way about his presence. Thus he cursed that you become trees. And here, but that curse was actually better than any malediction one can have. Because it is so rare to see Krishna's childhood pastimes. Many devotees have explained Krishna's pastimes so beautifully. These transcendental pastimes are cannot be understood by our ordinary senses and cannot be realized basically. It cannot enter into our heart unless we overcome these anarthas. To the extent we uncover these anarthas, to that extent these pastimes will enter into our heart. Like recently, His Grace Dwarakadhish Prabhu was giving a class in Wada, and he was speaking his experiences with His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj long time back, since 20 years. He has many loving pastimes, association with Maharaj. And he was sharing, and when he was sharing, he was speaking with so much love and so much of conviction and appreciation or respect. So all those who were sitting there also hearing very nicely. And it went on, like the class was supposed to end at certain time, but half hour it went past. Neither anybody noticed, time is passing by, except those who organize. And the person was speaking also, he was going on. And suddenly he said, I think I went past time. And when he looked at the watch, it was already half hour past. So I was just thinking, because he knows this devotees, Maharaj, he knows Maharaj. And because he has love and he has seen his purity, experienced his love. So therefore, he's gone speaking about him. And those who know little bit about Maharaj, they also, they know him as a great personality. So they also like to hear. So I was thinking a similar way in Golok Vrindavan, like Prabhupada pastimes also. We have never met Prabhupada. But when his disciples speak, those who have performed many sevas in association under direction and guidance, instruction of Srila Prabhupada, experiencing his love and his carrying the order of his guru in his heart. So all those who have experienced that, when they speak about Prabhupada, everybody who sit there, they hear very happily. Similarly in Vrindavan, because Krishna is such a great personality, he's so nice, so great, that all those who have associated with Krishna cannot but speak about Krishna. Sometimes we think, why only Krishna? Many people say in ISKCON, why you will say Krishna? Why not Rama? Why not Narasingha? They don't understand the mood basically. Definitely the devotees of Lord Ram would like to always speak about Lord Ram. That is natural for them. That's what we have seen, that in a Journey Home book, Ram Sevak Swami in Patna, they're speaking about Ram all the time. So much. So because devotees love Krishna so much, anybody just starts speaking about Krishna, everybody hears. And everybody gives their also inputs. In this way, Matchita Madgata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam. Just goes on, constant katha. And katha is more powerful than the person's personal presence. Just think of it. Because if you see Krishna, how much you can interact? How much we can interact with Prabhupada? But we can go on hearing about Prabhupada. And there is no end to it. So this Krishna Katha has power. And these things can be experienced only by those who have love for Krishna. And that is possible only if we can overcome all these anarthas. So here, the two personalities, although got an apparent curse by Narada Muni, they had the biggest fortune to stay in Vrindavan Dham. And while staying there, they are actually directly witnessing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And by Narada Muni's grace, they were able to release those pastimes. Actually, tree is a form of ignorance, isn't it? And they were not only in deepest of ignorance, but just one encounter with the pure devotees, there's because of their association, his association, he could directly come out of, they could directly come out of mode of ignorance. Although apparently stayed like trees, trees are actually mode of ignorance. And they stayed in that state, but they were able to release Krishna's pastimes because of Narada Muni's grace. And finally, Lord Krishna delivers them from that situation like trees. But I don't know whether they will now miss Krishna because they were to leave Vrindavan. But under what condition they leave? They take blessings of Lord Krishna saying that we want to go and speak about your whatever pastimes we have witnessed. We want to go and glorify in our villages in our apne gaon mein. So and yesterday our Jagannathpur was very nicely explaining that how Krishna, although was bound by the ropes, and he passes through these two trees, and as soon as this ukhal touches the tree, the trees are uprooted. He's trying, little bit he's trying to come out, let the ukhal pass. And he's saying, because the ukhal was in touch with Krishna, therefore ukhal became very powerful. Very nice, nicely explained. These trees are so huge, ukhal can never uproot them. I mean, that small piece of log, you know, cannot uproot these big trees. It will break down. Just imagine this, you know, strength of metal we have studied, you know. Those who have studied engineering, they know. This will break 100%. There is no way, no scope. But because in touch with Krishna, insignificant thing can do big things. Similarly, anyone who very humbly accepts Krishna's association, the ukhal was humbly following Krishna, wherever he was going, behind the ukhal was going. So very humble and very happily following Krishna. All these paraphernalia are like persons. And became empowered to deliver to ignorant persons. Similarly, anyone who humbly follows the footsteps of Krishna and Guru, that person will be empowered to do something, because otherwise one can go on giving classes, or we can go on preaching so many places, and we can give nice PPTs, powerful presentations. But that, unless that Shakti comes, sometimes this is another form of pride, because sometimes we give a very good presentation, now we feel I have done nice. Sometimes it happens with me. But then later I find out it has affected none. The crowd is same as usual. Nothing happened to them. So then I was thinking, I may be happy, this is a kind of form of pride, but the whole purpose is to inspire them to come to Krishna. That doesn't happen. Whereas Prabhupada is going to America, this is just a pair of kartal, singing and speaking something which is not very clear also. His accent was not so clear to Americans, Bengali accent. But he was touching their hearts like anything, transforming them, engaging them in Krishna's service. So therefore, to stay in touch with Krishna as a humble person is very much essential to transmit that Krishna's grace. Otherwise, it doesn't help. And in this pastime, these ropes that is binding Krishna is kind of helping to liberate these, because the ropes are tied to the ukhal and he is coming, all the ropes and the ukhal, everything is helping for these two trees to be delivered. And Jagannath Prabhu is explaining that how in this world we are also bound up by the ropes, ropes of material nature, and he was saying sometimes small boys, they can control big bulls. I am speaking it again so that we remember. And I also remember. It was a very nice example. Small, tiny, insignificant boy can control a huge bull. Sometimes the bull stands, you cannot even see the boy. Completely eclipsed. Just by a rope that passes through the nose, it can make the bull move this way, that. Sometimes in village I have seen, they sit on a big bullock cart with a huge load of, you know, paddy, and two huge bulls, and somewhere there is a small boy sitting. But he is controlling the directions through the ropes. Similarly, why? Because similarly, the modes of material nature is acting behind the scene. We cannot see. Where is she? But through these ropes, she is very nicely controlling each of us. The ropes is going through our nose or somewhere invisible. The ropes is invisible and she is also invisible. Like the boy is very small, we cannot see him. But the bulls are nicely controlled. So we feel like we're very great and something like that, but we are controlled. And to come out of this situation, is actually we need help of Krishna. And but Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna with her love. This Damodar Lila, rope of Lila of ropes, festival of ropes. She is binding Krishna with ropes of love. And these ropes are so strong, even the Arjuna trees could not break them. Because that rope didn't break, ukhal didn't break, trees uprooted. And Krishna likes to be bound up by such love and affection. In this world, when you are bound up with modes of material nature, we are very, very much in a suffering state, miserable state. But that kind of binding, where Krishna is bound up by the love of Mother Yashoda, whole pastime is very sweet and everybody's pleasure is increasing. Everyone is happy. So in this way we see that in this world, to overcome this binding of modes of material nature, we need to constantly seek shelter of devotees and constantly pray to Krishna to help us come out of this state. And to conclude, these two great personalities who have just now liberated through this pastime, they are praying to Krishna, "O Lord Krishna, O Lord Krishna, your opulent mysticism is inconceivable. You are the supreme original person, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote. And you are beyond this material creation. Learned Brahmanas know, on the basis of Vedic statement, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, that you are everything, and this cosmic manifestation in its gross and subtle aspects is your form." So they are praying, very well understood their position, Krishna's position, saying, "Look at your mystic power, although you are bound up, still you are liberating us." So therefore you are a mystic yogi, best of all mystics, because although you are bound, still you are able to liberate us. Who can do this? So in this way, there are the very nice series of prayers coming. And recently we are in Jagannath Puri, and there also we are pulling the ropes of the Rath cart of Jagannath. Our Jagannath Prabhu was late, so therefore Jagannath stayed back one day. Jagannath Prabhu was coming with 300 devotees. He reached late in Puri, so that day the Rath actually somehow or other Jagannath did not move. So next all the devotees are pulling. So I have seen by pulling this rope, we can break the ropes of this, bondage to this world. And in Puri, everybody is conscious of this fact that we have to hold onto that rope somehow or other. Our connection with that rope is like connection with Jagannath and helping all the devotees. And we have seen that how even old ladies, old people, when the Rath is actually pulled, from far distance, this has come running towards the rope. There may be a danger of death also because of so much of crowd. But they just look at some portion of rope is visible, they forget the rest of the environment. They just run to that rope, try to catch it. That was such a beautiful sight actually in one sense. Sometimes we would part for the other people to come and take advantage. But somehow they are conscious that we have to touch this rope. We have to do some of this service so that our bondage to this world is should be broken. So, although it's like a huge crowd, lakhs, millions of people, there is lack of space to breathe also. Some people fell unconscious because of lack of air, because of that heavy crowd. And in that crowd, everybody forgets their own identity. I have seen when these ladies would come to pull the rope, they would not bother men are there or not there. Nothing in their mind. Their mind is only rope. So one completely loses one's identity, self-identification, that false ego, a factor, whatever, I am this, I am that, doctor, engineer, IPS, so many people are there. Farmer. Nobody knows who they are. They are simply trying to grab the rope. And in this way get connected to Jagannath. So therefore I thought, because this whole pastime is going on, just connect a recent experience. Thank you very much for your attention. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande.